Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Chronicle. I'm your host, Karan. In this episode, we are talking about gratitude. We'll talk about what exactly is gratitude, why it's important, and how we can show gratitude. I will also, in the second part of the episode, talk about a gratitude prompt. So I will describe what my favorite moment and moments of the day are. We'll probably make this gratitude topic a series. Every now and again, as things happen, I will make another episode. All right, let's get started. So I came across this topic because I've been talking about this a lot with a lot of my clients, and being grateful or appreciative of the things that we're having right now, that has been one of the things that has come up a lot for a lot of people. So I was like, why not? Let's talk about gratitude. Let's give a quick little synopsis of what this is. And then I'm going to start, like I said earlier, I'm going to do a quick little thing with what describing my own favorite moments of the day. And this will probably, since it's only when I'm recording this, it's only 11 o'clock in the morning. So this will probably be what moments so far, and what moments I liked yesterday. but yeah, again, like I said, this will probably become like a little mini series. So these might be like little mini episodes that I'll do where I'll bring out another discussion question. So like how the second part of the episode will be, and just talk about what I'm grateful for, and then pose that question to all of you out there and see what gratitude is for you. Let's start by talking about what exactly is gratitude. So gratitude is something that is similar to appreciation. So we want to be able to be grateful or appreciative of these things that we have, and learning to be able to appreciate those things or people or inanimate objects that may be something that is very much close to us. So the Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines gratitude as the state of being grateful. But I feel like there's so much more to that. There is that appreciation. There is that, acknowledgement of other people, other things, the acknowledgement of the good things that are happening for you, the good people that you have in your life, the appreciation of what is valuable to you, and making it makes things more meaningful to you. So I think, yes, it is a state of being grateful, but it's also acknowledging and appreciating and seeing all of those things that are positive for you. It really is. I use this as a tool for people when we're talking about like their negative thoughts that they're having, like what, especially when they're comparing themselves to someone else. So we start talking about gratitude when we're like, okay, so what are the good things that you have? What are the good people that you have in your life? And really bringing out all of that and talking to them about that, and allowing them to see and acknowledge and come up with those positive things for them that they may not have been able to think about in the past, without any assistance. So yeah, I think that is one of the biggest things, that comes about with gratitude. And gratitude can really come about in a couple of different stages. So the first one is the acknowledgement of the good things that are happening in someone's life. And affirming these things that are happening for you and having them around you and putting them around and saying, yes, this is the good stuff that is going on for me. I know it's very easier said than done. I mean, even for me, there are still times where my head goes directly to the negative. And then like it does take me a couple hours to get out of that. But for the most part, I think it's something that really has been helpful for me when it comes to having these stressful situations. And then the second part is thinking about recognizing what are some of the sources of good that are outside of yourself. So what are these good people that you have in your life? Are there animals, pets? Are there these inanimate objects that you feel grateful for, or you feel appreciative of these particular things? Are these the things that make you happy? Like, what are those things that are making you happy that you do have in your life? So I think one of the big things with gratitude is really thinking about all of these things and putting them into action. We have to make sure we're putting it into action in order for us to be able to feel like something is going well for us. And gratitude is a selfless thing. When you are grateful or showing appreciation, you are giving yourself freely to something, to someone, to yourself, saying these are the good things that are happening. And so it's really important to remind yourself of the value of that you put into these things that you are appreciative of, and what it is that you appreciate about it. It can give you a sense of catharsis, so that emotional release. It gives you that sense that there are some good things that are happening for me, especially when your first thoughts are the negative things that are happening. And really having that become this thing that may be there that you may not want to deal with. But allowing yourself to live in that moment and have that come about, and really think about how am I showing this gratitude towards this thing? How am I showing myself gratitude? How am I showing someone else gratitude? And yeah, I think that's why it's so important. Gratitude is important because you're releasing some negative energy out of yourself and into the world, and it's blowing away. And you're allowing yourself to be a little more happy and be more, oh, this is good. This life is good right now. So it brings about more of a positive thing for people. So I think that is one of the biggest reasons why it's super important, is because it does help you with those emotions. It also enhances your own well-being. It can forge deeper relationships with people. So it can give you that sense that you appreciate this person, you let them know, and then you can become closer with them to be able to have that information and that time together. It can increase happiness. Yeah, you can think about think about the good things that are happening, and that can bring about more of that euphoria that you can feel when you're thinking about the positive things. And it helps with better physical and mental health. And because when you're being able to express these things and express gratitude or release some of some of those emotions that you're having, you're able to think a little bit more on what it means for your mental health, what you can do for your physical health. And it won't be just like, oh, I'm done, I don't want to do this anymore, I'm so annoyed. You know what I mean? It helps with those things. I think that those are some of the most important reasons as to why gratitude is important and why we need to have that or practice that in our lives. So what can we do to show gratitude? I think it's really just, it's how you feel is the most important, what is the most important thing for you. So it could be, you're telling someone how much you appreciate what they're doing, or you tell yourself, oh, I have this, these, or you think about, these are the things that have been good for me. And you might be able to do a gratitude journal. So grabbing a pen and paper or typing it out and having a prompt that deals with gratitude. So yeah. So like describe your favorite moments of the day. That could be something that you do either when you wake up, before you go to bed. That can help you to relax and take away some of that anxiety or stress or depression or whatever that you're having, because you're conjuring up some more of those positive things. One thing that I always talk about and that I've tried on myself is a gratitude jar, where you throw every night, every week, at the end of every week, you throw a a paper in a jar that has the gratitude for that day or for that week. And at the end of the year, when you're going into the new year, you pull out all of those gratification messages to yourself, and you read them, and it can help bring in a more positive new year for you. So that's the one thing that I would challenge people to look at and think about. What are ways that I can show gratitude? So yeah, I'm going to end on that question. What are ways that you feel that you show gratitude currently? All right. So let's get in, back into the prompt that I decided to do today. So it is, describe your favorite moments of the day. Like I said earlier, because I'm recording this at 11 o'clock in the morning, I'll talk about some of the good things that has happened today, as well as all the good things that happened for me tomorrow. Or, yeah, I can see into the future. All the good things that happened to me yesterday. So what I would say is, for today, the biggest thing is just being able to wake up and be in a good mood. I don't know, as many people know, like, I do have like depression and anxiety. So being able to wake up and actually be in a good mood, I was definitely grateful for that and appreciative of that. Let's see. Not having to buy tires today, that was a huge, huge appreciation. I took my car in to get an oil change, and I thought I was going to have to get tires. And they were like, no, you're good. You don't have to get tires right now. And I was like, yes, that's amazing. So I'm grateful I did not have to spend money on tires. But yeah, in all seriousness, like I said, the most important thing for me today was that I woke up and was in a good mood and felt good when I woke up. I think that's the same with yesterday as well. Like, I woke up, was in a very good mood going into work, and so I am very appreciative of that. I'm appreciative of the time I was able to spend with the clients that I was working with last night, and being able to help them realize some of the things that they have been going through and some of the things that they want to work on. And just being that support for them. So I'm grateful that I have that opportunity to be able to do that, and be able to provide myself to them as well. I think just in general, some of my favorite moments in of just like a day, in a random day, is being able to help a person, help someone through something, being able to be supportive, being able to be empathetic, and also allowing myself to be open and honest with people, and allowing myself to hear what they have to say and not just throw it all away, you know? So I think that's really important that we do think about these moments in our days. Like I said earlier, it's really cool to do something like a gratitude jar or a gratitude journal or something like that, where you have these things written down, And these are things that are helping you and really are, they're there for you. So yeah, I really enjoy that part of the, that part of the day. And then I also appreciate when I'm able to sleep. Like that's another thing I struggle with is sleep. So being able to tell myself or being able to give myself that time to sleep is really important for me. And I'm super appreciative of the last couple of days when I have been able to go out and go to sleep. Not go out, go to sleep as quickly as possible and still feel good within the morning whenever I'm waking up. So I think, yeah, I think that's important to be aware of as well. Let's see, what else has been some favorite moments for me? Anytime I get to talk to like a friend or a family member, those are some of my favorite moments as well, because one, like I bitched and complained to one of my best friends back home yesterday, and it felt fantastic afterwards because I was able to get it out and not worry about anything else. She listened and it felt good. So thank you for listening and thank you for being there for me, because I definitely needed that last night. that's for you, Becky and Sierra, for both of y'all listening to me and listening to me bitch about that situation yesterday. so that was really nice. So anytime I get to talk to them, or get to talk to my family, it really is one of my favorite times of the day. Because it brings such a joy to me, and I'm able to forget about what most of the time forget about what I'm dealing with and just be in the moment with them. Other times, yes, again, I will bitch and complain about different things, about whatever the situation may be. But normally whoever I'm talking to, we'll both have something that we want to say to each other. So that's also a good thing. Like it's having that social support too. So I'm able to have that conversation with them, and then in turn they can feel like they can talk to me as well. So yeah, I think those are some of the my favorite parts of the day, in general, and then some of my favorite parts of today and yesterday were also discussed. What has been, or what are some of your favorite parts of your day? Either that be in general, or either that be today, yesterday, 5 days ago. Let me know. I would love to hear that, and I would love to hear what you do to show yourself or someone else gratitude. All right, that is it for this episode. I would like to thank everyone for listening. Thank you for all your continued support. Like I said, I had some questions in there. What do you like to do to show yourself or show someone else gratitude? So let me know how that is for you. If you want to send me a message on Twitter or Instagram, that's at the Quranicle. You can also send me a message on Snapchat at QuranSB. You can email me as well at chroniclepodcast@gmail.com. You can also check out the blog at thechroniclepodcast.blogspot.com. Also, a little reminder, I was a guest on a podcast called Psychology Diary. That episode came out last Wednesday. So if you want to check that out, you can find that on Anchor, or you can find it on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts. All right, until next time, thank you so much.